وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي، بارك الله فيك. First of all, my dear brother, you should realize that the hijrah is obligate on those people who they have the ability. We call it الحيلة، حيلة الهجرة. They have the ability, the means to do the hijrah. لك والله سيدنا القرآن، إن الذين توفاهم الملائكة ظالمي أنفسهم قالوا فيما كنتم قالوا كنا مستضعفين في الأرض، قالوا ألم تكن أرض الله واسعة فتهاجروا فيها فأولئك مأواهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا، إلا المستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان لا يستطيعون حيلة ولا يهتدون سبيلا فأولئك عسى الله أن يعفو عنهم وكان الله عفوا غفورا. ومن يهاجر في سبيل الله يجد في الأرض مراغما كثيرا وسعة. So it's on those people who they have the ability, number one. Number two, the road supposed to be secured for them. Number three, we added these days absolutely. The other, which is it, the destination except the hijrah. Because today, for you to just to say hijrah and is not applicable according to reality, is not hijrah anymore. Lots of people, they move to a lot of Muslim land with the attention of hijrah, but the system and how is it, they don't accept the hijrah. Sooner or later, they will be kicked out, they will be sent back, they will be removed from that place, then after that, break the hijrah. So you need to realize the hijrah issue is not something small. And according to the reality, you need to understand that it's possible for you to do hijrah according to the reality and according to the situation that you're going to face. So the matter is not a matter of emotions. The tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala need the correct means. This is the correct tawakkul for Ahlul Sunnah Al-Jama'ah. The tawakkul for Ahlul Sunnah Al-Jama'ah based on a correct means. So when these three things is in your hands, then after that the hijrah will become obligatory on you. If it's not, if you cannot, if you are unable, if it's not secured, if the place absolutely doesn't accept you as a muhajir, then the hijrah not obligate on you. And don't make things obligate on you when Allah didn't make it obligate on you. You're gonna put yourself in hardship. So secondly, I advise my dear brother, if you could have the means to move to the Muslim land to seek knowledge, then do it. So do it until you be able to sit permanently in that Muslim place, and after that you make your hijrah. You understand? If you have the means, move with the intention of seeking knowledge. Go to Saudi, go to Yemen, go to Egypt, go to these Muslim lands where they have a good environment to support you to seek knowledge, to support you to practice your religion, to understand it with a better way. Move first, okay? If you cannot do the hijrah, move first with the minimum ability that you have. Then see, seek knowledge how much you could. Then see how the situation is going to lead you to where. And ask Allah عز وجل in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى. Those people who are in the guidance, we're going to increase their guidance. If you are among khair, inshallah, don't worry, this khair will drag you to a better khair. Just tawakkul on Allah. قال الله عز وجل الذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. Whoever did jihad for sake of us, we're going to guide him to our correct path. Don't worry, ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا. Whoever Allah عز وجل, Allah will give him what ways to exit from all kind of hardships. Okay, أخي. Number three, my dear brother, you're still very young, mashallah, barakallah fiqh. So, while you are preparing yourself for the movement that I mentioned to you, try your best to keep your religion safe, to keep yourself safe, to increase yourself from all kind of khayr, to seek knowledge with the people surround of you. Don't hang your heart with moving, with immigrating all time until you neglect the khayr that surround of you. It's not right. Go to the masajid there of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Sit with them, seek knowledge. Prepare yourself financially, physically, mentally, from all sides with the people surround of you until you could make that movement. Don't waste time. Don't delay just because you are hanging to the movement and to emigrating. Don't keep saying, no, I cannot seek knowledge now because I'm waiting to immigrate. I will seek knowledge in the future when I immigrate, when I move. No, I don't want to start memorizing now. I memorize when I move. Don't do that, brother. You don't know when you're going to move, and you don't know when the death is going to come to you. Wait for the death to come to you while you are trying your best to fix yourself and prepare yourself for all kind of ways. So, my dear brother, hafizakallah ta'ala, don't delay the goodness. Start it from now. And whenever the time comes for you to move, do it, inshallah. It is going to be a khair upon khair. Because you are already among khair, then you add the khair to the khair that you have. يلا انك تنزل ايدي شوي، وفقك الله.